When Neil was 9, his parents took him and his brother and sister to the Hayden Planetarium. The Hayden Planetarium is part of the American Museum of Natural History. The museum is dedicated to studying the natural world. It displays fossils of dinosaurs, models of animals from all over the world, and minerals from deep in the earth. A planetarium is dedicated to the study of outer space, stars, planets, and distant galaxies. Neil sat under a dome that showed a projected recreation of the universe. Neil looked up at the thousands of tiny stars and thought, "This isn't real." Hayden Planetarium. The Hayden Planetarium opened in 1935 in New York City, thanks to a donation from a man named Charles Hayden. Its goal was to give the public a more lively and sincere appreciation of the magnitude of the universe and for the wonderful things which are daily occurring there. Visitors could sit in a domed theater that looked like space itself. The planetarium has been featured in many movies and TV shows set in New York, including Night at the Museum, Secret of the Tomb, and Men in Black 2. In 1997, it closed and was demolished. A new and improved Hayden Planetarium opened in 2000, along with the Rose Center for Earth and Space. The planetarium looks like a giant orb that seems to float. It houses two theaters, the Star Theater and the Big Bang Theater, which demonstrates the birth of the universe. The Bronx is one of the 5 boroughs of New York City. Residents of New York don't see stars when they look up at the night sky because the city is so bright and filled with electric light. When all that light is reflected by gas and particles in the atmosphere, the stars fade away. This unique situation is called sky glow. Neil had lived his whole life surrounded by sky glow, so he barely saw any stars. He thought the stars in the planetarium were a fantasy, like the TV show Star Trek. After his trip to the planetarium, Neil's family visited Pennsylvania. One night, standing on a mountain, Neil looked up and saw a night sky that looked just like what he had seen at the Hayden Planetarium. At that moment, he knew he wanted to learn more about the universe. Neil's teachers wished he would pay more attention to the things he was studying in school. Neil should cultivate a more serious attitude toward his schoolwork, one of them wrote on his report card. Another teacher thought he spent too much time talking to other kids and not enough studying. At a parent-teacher conference, Neil's mom was told, "Your son laughs too loud." But Neil loved having fun with his friends, so he didn't stop laughing. His best friend was Philip Branford, who lived in a nearby building. He and Philip were often at each other's apartments. In July 1969, Philip took Neil on a trip to visit his relatives in Virginia. Neil was 10 years old. Together, the two boys watched on TV as the first humans walked on the surface of the moon. The first moon landing. On July 20, 1969, the Apollo 11 spacecraft landed on the moon. It was the first time in history that humans had reached the moon. The astronauts aboard were Buzz Aldrin, Neil Armstrong, and Michael Collins. Buzz and Neil landed on the moon together in the Apollo lunar lander called Eagle. Neil Armstrong let the world know, "The Eagle has landed." Then the world watched a broadcast straight from the spacecraft as Buzz and Neil stepped out onto the moon's surface. They planted an American flag in the soil of the moon. Neil said, "That's one small step for a man, one giant leap for mankind."